All right, 18 is a high probability question. Because if you can't identify what statistic to use, none of the rest of your statistical knowledge is going to do you any good. And this is the most complete characterization that I know of how these four variable, or how these four statistical analyses relate to each other. So compare and contrast the interesting pair of the four bivariate data analysis models we're working with. One, test for bivariate association. If you have two quantitative variables, you use a correlation. If you have two qualitative variables, you use a chi-square. Just want to know if two things are related, and often that's how we characterize them. The difference is, if we have two quantitative variables, we use Pearson's correlation to look for linear relationship. If we have two qualitative variables, we use Pearson's chi-square to look for a pattern of relationship. Second pair. When we're comparing means. When we've got two conditions, and we have a quantitative dependent variable in each, we're going to use an ANOVA. We have two ANOVAs, between groups ANOVA and within groups ANOVA. Not surprisingly, we also have two kinds of designs, between groups designs and within groups designs. So if we're comparing means and it's a between groups design, we will use a between groups ANOVA. If we're comparing means and it's a within groups design, we'll use a within groups ANOVA. The third one, going in order of increasing probability of getting it wrong, is when we have a between groups design and we have a quantitative outcome variable versus a qualitative outcome variable. The choices here are between groups F and a Pearson's chi-square. The Pearson's chi-square will be used when we have a between groups design, that is, two groups on the IV, and a categorical or qualitative outcome variable. Now we've got two qualitative variables, but we're thinking about it as comparing means. It's comparing groups. If we want to compare those groups on a quantitative outcome variable, we then use a between groups ANOVA. The one that causes the most heartache, the one that is your greatest opportunity to shine by getting it right, is when to use a correlation and when to use a within groups ANOVA. Both of them can be applied when you have two comparable quantitative variables. Pre-post. Two measures of the same variable in a within groups design. If you want to know if those two quantitative variables have a linear relationship, you use Pearson's correlation. If you want to know if those two quantitative variables have different means, then you use the within groups ANOVA. The important part of making this decision is first deciding correctly whether or not the variables are comparable. So if I have your height when you're 10 and your height when you're 15, I can reasonably ask, does your height at age 10 predict your height at age 15? I can also reasonably ask, are you taller at 15 than at 10? Make sense? I mean, age or height at one age, height at another age are comparable. It makes sense to compare the means. If, however, I have your height at age 10 and your weight at age 15, it still makes sense to ask if one can predict the other, if there's a linear relationship between your height at 10 and your weight at 15. But it makes no sense to compare the means. How are we doing? So you got to stop and look for comparability. And those are the interesting pairs. And if you can think that way, you have two ways to get to each of the four statistics. And that will dramatically increase your chances of correctly selecting what statistic to use when.